as one of the oldest inhabitants of Seaport, having arrived here in 1880, although I was born in 1876, which is 84 years ago, I'm now in my 85th year. I think my record of those 80 years may be interesting to those who would have the opportunity and chance of hearing my voice. I'm not going to talk like they've talked in America about from log cabin to White House, but what I will say is this. I want to say that my talk will consist of certain remembrances dealing from the time when I came to Seaford in 1880 up to the present age. I might say it's a talk from the prison cell in Lewis Jail up to the time I became chairman of the council, first citizen in Seaford, and then later on in 1937 I gained the great honor which to me is the culmination of all my ideas and all my efforts. Justice of the Peace for County of Sussex, trusted I might find some satisfaction in all the work that I had done and labored for Seaford up to that present time. I wrote him a reply and thanked him for the honor and hoped that never would I let down any of the honor that he'd given unto me, but be a credit not only to myself but to the town and to the cause which he's called me to serve. Now let us go back. Let us start fresh. Let's go back to the day when I came to Seaford in 1880. My father had been a mason at East Oxford. He left Hastings when I was a baby of 8 months old with 4 children to work on bridges at Oxford as he was a stonemason. After being there nearly 4 years, things turned out very badly. Work was scarce. And he decided that he'd tramp back to the elm of Hastings where his first 4 children, of which I was then 4 years of age, were born and lived. He tramped down through the counties. He got to Seaford one day, and there was a house being built there in which afterwards lived Mr. and Mrs. Head. They became the mother of Mrs. Jack, and the grandfather of Mr. Jack, or Commander Jack, who also became a councillor. Many a time I've had a chat with him on the past lives and on the past history of Seaford, many an interesting one. But you see, though, that having arrived there, my father's got to get his family here. And so he saved up and borrowed money and sent for us, and we arrived in Seaford, as I say, in 1880, early. When we arrived here at the station, he got a little cottage in 5 Church Lane, a cottage, thatched cottage, that was empty and practically derelict, and we were planted there. My first interesting thoughts about Seaford and its incidents is this. Until I came to Seaford, although I was born at Hollington, not exactly in Hastings, in Hollington, a little village, and christened in the church in the woods, I'd never seen the sea till I come here, because I've been in Oxford and there's no sea there. So when one night a great soaring rocket veered across the little cottage and